This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, September 11th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Over the last week, the northeastern African nation of Eritrea released 27 Christians, most of whom have been in prison for over 10 years. This follows the release of 22 Christians in July from another Eritrean prison. Authorities have imprisoned an estimated 500 Christians indefinitely for their faith under horrific conditions. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Eritrea, Africa, ranked as the sixth worst nation for the persecution of Christians, according to Open Doors. Psalm 146, verse 7 says that it is the Lord who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. Sudan's transitional government has been signing peace deals with rebel groups throughout the country, following the ouster of former president and dictator Omar al-Bashir. The latest deal, signed on Thursday, says, quote, "The state shall not establish an official religion. No citizen shall be discriminated against based on their religion," end quote. In principle, this ends 30 years of Islamic rule. The new protocols call for a commission on religious freedom to protect the rights of Christians living in southern Sudan. 19 years ago today, Muslim terrorists attacked the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. The co-anchors of New York Good Day were already talking about the hijacked 767 commercial jet airplane, which had crashed into the North Tower at 8:45 a.m.
It appeared to bank sharply and smash directly, perhaps purposefully, into, oh my goodness, there's another one. Oh my goodness, there's another one.
It seems to be on purpose.
Oh my goodness, now it's obvious, I think, that there's a second plane just crashed into the World Trade Center. I think we have a terrorist act of proportions that we cannot begin to imagine at this juncture.
The time was 9:03 a.m., and the South Tower had just been hit by a second hijacked airplane flown by Muslim terrorists. The U.S. Department of Education released a final rule on religious liberty and free inquiry to protect the First Amendment rights of religious students at public institutions. The rule specifically allows religious student organizations to receive official recognition by educational institutions, use the institution's facilities, and receive student fee funds without discrimination for their beliefs. This follows multiple universities which blocked InterVarsity Christian Fellowship from operating on campus. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump announced 20 additional names of potential Supreme Court nominees. The list included Republican Senators Ted Cruz of Texas, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, and Josh Hawley of Missouri, as well as District Court Judge Sarah Pitlick, who helped defend pro-life activist David DeLeiden in his exposure of Planned Parenthood's abortion practices. President Trump said that apart from matters of war and peace, nominating Supreme Court justices was the most important decision a president could make.
In the recent past, many of our most treasured freedoms, including religious liberty, free speech, and the right to keep and bear arms, have been saved by a single vote on the United States Supreme Court. Our cherished rights are at risk, including the right to life and our great Second Amendment.
2 Samuel 23, verse 3 says, "He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." A Pew Research study found that 80% of teenagers raised in evangelical or Catholic churches retained their parents' faith, while only 55% of teenagers raised in mainline liberal Protestant churches retained their parents' faith. Evangelical teenagers stood out in the practice of their faith. They were far more likely than Catholics or mainline liberal Protestants to believe in God with absolute certainty, attend church services regularly, and pray daily. And finally, last month, Wycliffe Bible Translators marked a major milestone. The group announced the Bible has now been translated into its 700th language. The number of Bible translations has doubled over the last few decades to cover languages spoken by 5.7 billion people. However, 1.5 billion people, or about 1 in 5 people, do not yet have a Bible in their language. Habakkuk 2 verse 14 says, "The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Friday, September 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.